2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
FBI Confidential, taking you inside the FBI with hosts Debbie Dujanovic, Cheryl Worsley, and Becky Bruce.
Hi, it's Cheryl Worsley, co-host of FBI Confidential. With all the news of Russian spies hacking the American election, I wanted to give you a preview of my conversation with FBI Supervisory Special Agent Ben Barron. He compares the Russia relationship now versus then in Spy versus Spy.
I think it was a little bit easier growing up to understand that there were countries that were adversarial toward us because they were more openly adversarial. And so what we're seeing now, though, is, you know, I think Russia's trying to project a picture of being, you know, a kindler, gentler, you know, Russia. But really, from where I sit and from what I see, it's just kind of the same old thing. You have a very consolidated power structure. There's no freedom of the press, or maybe very limited freedom of the press. Other freedoms that we enjoy here are greatly curtailed there. And, you know, you kind of have the same group of people always in power, and but it's a little bit more unclear for us as people, as we sit here from afar, to know that they're still being adversarial toward us. You know, those are things that we just have to keep in mind when we're thinking about, you know, folks that don't really share our ideals, and they don't really believe necessarily in the founding documents that founded this nation, right, and certain inalienable rights that we all have to freedom and to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and those kinds of things.
Don't miss the full conversation with Agent Barron in this Thursday's episode of FBI Confidential.